And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Thank you very much for continuing your hour with us. We appreciate your time. And today we're going to be talking with the Butler VA. We're going to get their perspective of where we are right now with vaccinations, because of course we have a couple of different health systems in the county helping out with vaccinations. Dr. Arif Rahman is with us, and he is on the phone with us. He's the chief of staff with the Butler VA. Doctor, welcome to the program. Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you very much for having us, and I'm looking forward to a wonderful discussion.
So the VA is offering vaccines to anyone who served in the military, their caregivers, and spouses, and then it says, and some other beneficiaries under the state's Save Lives Act, or actually that's the national act that was signed by the president. Who are the other beneficiaries when it comes to that line?
So as of right now, the Save Lives Act has expanded the vaccine availability. Like you mentioned, that we are not only providing it to all the eligible veterans, and this is defined as anyone who has served in the U.S. military, who is eligible to be vaccinated through the VA, but this also includes any National Guard or Reserve who have never been activated. So they are also qualified for the vaccine at this point of time, and all categories of veterans, regardless of the character of discharge. And in terms of the spouse, this includes marriage, which refers to both same-sex and common law marriages. This also includes a widow or a widower of a veteran. If a veteran characterizes their relationship as spousal, that's good enough for us, and they can receive the vaccine as well. And in terms of a caregiver, they've defined it as a family member or friend who provides care to the veteran. The caregivers may help the veteran with personal needs like feeding, bathing, or dressing, or any kind of help they may provide like shopping or transportation. So this expanded authority is pretty much available to anybody who is, you know, in contact with a veteran, and you know, we want to provide the vaccination to them.
And I like to date some of our conversations on this particular show because we do post them online, and if folks are listening to this at a different time, this information could have changed. So we are talking to you on the 6th, so it's April 6th right now, 2021. And I ask that because as we're talking, this is an expansion of what you were doing. Is that correct? And if I'm correct in that, what were you doing prior? How is this an expansion?
So, you know, initially, because the Save Lives Act was actually signed by Congress at the end of March. So prior to that, we were only providing the vaccination to the veterans only. You know, as of April 5th, which is yesterday, the Butler VA itself had given over 13,000 vaccinations. This includes both Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. And once the Save Lives Act was brought into place, we started providing it to all the caregivers and to the spouses, and this went into effect last Monday, and as of last week, we have administered 80 vaccines to the caregivers and the spouses based on this act, and we have a few more scheduled this week.
And of course, you are the Butler VA, so that is focused on the military. Are you offering the vaccines to the general public at this time with this expansion, or is your focus still on military and those associated with military members?
As of right now, it's still the military and those associated with the military members.
All right.
It is not available to the community yet, but, you know, it may be coming soon as the fourth mission, and then we will notify everybody.
How many individuals have you vaccinated so far?
So as of April 5th, which was yesterday, we have vaccinated 13,169 vaccinations.
And how many more do you anticipate vaccinating? And I know that could be a wide open question. I'm not sure how many people will trickle in to the vaccination process or if everyone will schedule in a month or two. So how many do you think that you'll vaccinate by the time all of this is done?
I mean, I think we can vaccinate as many as 30,000 people. That's what our goal is. But we could probably even do more if need be, because we are getting vaccines from the central office. They're being allocated to us as we've been vaccinating people.
I always want to check in with the supply because, of course, in the beginning of this, there was the supply issue. Are you now getting a steady supply of vaccine, or have you increased in the supply of vaccine coming to the Butler VA?
We have actually increased because we're actually providing more vaccinations at this point of time. So, you know, in terms of the supply, I strongly encourage and recommend all the veterans who are listening or to anybody out there who's a caregiver to sign up. Because if you sign up, we will be able to give the vaccine. We have plenty of supply at this point of time. The only time where there was a little bit of delay was because of the storm that happened in Tennessee, and there was a delay in the shipment of the Moderna, but it was only delayed by a couple of days, and it did not affect us too much.
Since you say Moderna, let me ask you about the couple of vaccines that you have. I understand that Butler VA is offering two types of vaccines. Can you explain what they are and how they're different?
Sure. We have two types of vaccine. One of them is the Moderna vaccine, which is similar to the Pfizer. It's based on the mRNA technology. And the way that works is the vaccine itself is nothing more than an instruction that is given to your body to make a spike protein. So what ends up happening is that once you get that injection, that instruction allows our body to make a spike protein, which is the protein that surrounds the capsule of the virus that attaches to the cell. So it's not the whole virus itself or the entire capsule. It's just the protein that attaches. Once that protein is made in our body from the instruction, then our body makes antibodies against that protein, and that protein is destroyed. So what ends up happening is that our body has created an immunity or antibody so that when the real virus does attack or enter into our body is able to identify that spike protein and be able to destroy the virus quickly before it attaches and replicates. So that's how the Moderna and the Pfizer virus works, the vaccine works. In addition, I do want to make one thing that is very clear, is that the injection that you get, which is that mRNA that everybody's worried about, that mRNA or that instruction does not get incorporated in your body genetics. It is destroyed within 48 hours. So after you get the vaccine, the only thing that is left behind is your body's memory cells to make further antibodies if you get the virus subsequently in the future. That's how the Moderna virus, the Moderna vaccine works. The other vaccine that we're providing is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and that's very similar to a typical vaccine where the body is given the protein information of the actual virus itself, and our body identifies that protein, and it destroys that protein and makes antibodies, and these antibodies are available for us for subsequent attacks.
And again, that injection does not contain COVID-19, right? You're not injecting a portion.
No, that's a very, very good question. So for both the Moderna and for the Johnson & Johnson, we are not giving any remnants of the virus. We're not giving the dead form of the virus. We're not giving an inactive form of the virus. All we're giving for the Moderna vaccine is the instructions to make a protein. And it is only one protein that is found on the surface of the virus for it to attach to the cell. We're not even giving the whole surface of the virus. It is just one protein.
So I understood that certain locations were partnering with certain companies, Moderna, Pfizer, of course, or there's J&J out there as well. How did the VA end up with two different vaccines? And if we're going to get our shot through the Butler VA, do we have a choice or do you choose? How does that work?
No, I think you have a choice. You have a choice if you want the Moderna or the Johnson & Johnson. And the reason why we have both is because some people do not like the double vaccine approach. So that's why they decided to go with Johnson & Johnson, which is a single shot and it will take care of you. Moderna is one of the earlier technologies, meaning it's based on that mRNA technology. Some people appreciate that because they feel that, you know, it has 95% efficacy, so I'd rather get that. That is why we're offering both to our veterans and the caregivers.
We've learned a lot along the way in this. I'm sure you have been very in tuned with the information as it has progressed. Is COVID-19 still primarily an airborne concern, or are we still concerned over surface areas?
No, as of right now, it is still airborne, and that is why it is very, very important, despite us getting the vaccine, that we continue to practice social distancing, we continue to wash our hands, and of course, we need to wear our masks properly. That is very, very important, because if we're able to do all three of them, which is maintain social distancing, wearing our mask, and wash our hands, we will minimize the risk of transmission from individual to individual. And why is that important? Because remember, the vaccine prevents the progression of the disease. So you may get the vaccine and you may still be a carrier. So it is important that you wear a mask and a person who's next to you who may have not received the vaccine also wears a mask, because you may not show any signs or symptoms, but you may still pass on the virus to somebody else who has not been vaccinated. So that is very, very important that we still maintain social distancing and we practice good hygiene.
Even after the vaccination?
Yes, even after the vaccination, that is correct. Because remember, the vaccination is the protection from you that, God forbid, if you were to get the virus, you will not get the severe form of it. It will not progress to a fatal episode.
It seems that we've been hearing a lot about the UK variant of COVID. Have you found that to be in Butler County yet?
I've not heard anything about the Butler County as of right now, but one thing I can tell you is that we have plenty of data that has been, you know, presented by the pharmaceutical companies and FDA that both Moderna and Pfizer provide some kind of protection against the UK variant. The degree of protection, we do not know that yet, but it does provide some kind of protection. And same thing I heard about Johnson & Johnson, but we do not know the data behind that yet.
We're joined by the chief of staff with the Butler VA, Dr. Rahman, and we're just going to take a couple of more minutes for you, and I know you have to get back to work, but there are many people with concerns over getting any kind of vaccine, not just COVID vaccine, but just vaccines in general. What would you tell them in this moment, since we're focusing on COVID-19 and the COVID-19 vaccination? How do you respond to those who have concerns?
So, you know, I think it's very reasonable to have concerns. And I strongly recommend everybody do their research and talk to their physician, because some of that terminology we may hear or read on Google may not be apparent to all of us unless you're in the medical field. So I do strongly recommend that you do your research, but do talk to your physician. And from a physician perspective, I would like to encourage anyone and everyone to please get vaccinated. And the reason why I strongly recommend that is because not only are you protecting yourself, but you're also protecting your fellow veterans. You're protecting your fellow family members, because yes, you may still be a carrier, but the likelihood of you dying from that has substantially decreased. So that is something that we are all trying to achieve. And the only way we can, you know, tone down and get rid of this pandemic is by vaccinating ourselves. And the other thing I'd like to recommend is that the more we vaccinate, the more likely we're going to end up achieving herd immunity. And that is also important, because if we end up achieving herd immunity, then at least 85% of us or more, or 75% of us or more, are vaccinated, then the likelihood of the transmission itself is going to be low, and the likelihood of you getting infected is going to be low. And maybe at that point, maybe we no longer have to wear a mask.
The Butler VA, is there a waiting list at this point? Do you have appointments at this point? How is that running for the VA at this, in this moment?
Yes, you know what? You know, at this point of time, we actually have a lot of appointments that are available. And if anybody is interested, we strongly recommend that they call 878-271-6753. I say again, 878-271-6753, to schedule an appointment. And, you know, it's not only available at the Butler VA, but it's also available in some of the community care centers like the CBOX as well, like in Mercer and Lawrence County and Clarion.
I was just in a conversation this morning. I'm wondering your opinion about the supply and demand issue. And the conversation surrounded, when do we get there? You know, of course, the supply issue was the trouble that we had in the beginning. Are we at a point now that we've already hit April that we have more supply than demand? Or is it just that people aren't signing up for the vaccination? Where are we? What's your opinion on that?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think we are actually doing very well in terms of the supply. We have plenty of vaccines available at this point of time. And I think a lot of the people have already been vaccinated or are in the process of getting vaccinated. So I think we're doing well. And, you know, I'm sure there's a handful percentage of people who choose not to be vaccinated. But for those individuals, I would strongly recommend that they talk to their physicians, they do their research and talk to their physicians, and try to get more information on the benefits of being vaccinated. But in terms of supply, there is no issue with supplies at this time, and we can get you scheduled very quickly at the Butler VA.
You've already mentioned your thoughts on wearing masks and social distancing, but there still seems to be a sense that people are dropping safety protocols. Is it safe to say that this is not over yet? We still need to pay attention to COVID-19.
And I totally agree with you. I think that's very nicely put, that yes, COVID-19 is not over yet. We are getting there, and the only way we can get there faster is if everybody can get vaccinated and we achieve herd immunity. But as of right now, we are not there yet, and COVID-19 is still available, and we have to maintain social distancing and practice safe hygiene.
And doctor, can you give us that phone number one more time if we'd like to make an appointment?
Sure. It is 878-271-6753.
Again, the Butler VA is offering vaccinations to anyone who serves in the military, their caregivers and spouses, and some other beneficiaries under the Save Lives Act. And you can contact the VA if you're interested and you want to get that, and you can get that appointment very quickly. Chief of Staff with Butler VA, Dr. Arif Rahman, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. And I'd just like to, you know, You know, thank you and your organization for giving us the time to, you know, air this. And I do want to end by saying that, you know, we strongly encourage the veterans, their families, and caregivers to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and to sign up on gov.delivery for email alerts. You know, in this time of the COVID-19 pandemic, getting information out as quickly as possible is very essential. And social media and gov.delivery are the fastest means of getting this information out to as many people as possible. Individuals can also go to our website at www.butler.va.gov for updates and can easily click to follow us on social media or sign up on the website that I mentioned directly from our homepage. And any of the veterans who are learning more or interested in the healthcare services that we provide or interested in enrolling, please call us at 878-271-6645. Once again, for anybody who's interested in learning about the services we provide and about enrolling in our VA, please call us at 878-271-6645.
And Doctor, before I do let you go, I want to say thank you and to your staff for all that you've done for those individuals who have been through your facility and for the veterans and those associated with veterans. It has not been an easy year. We do not know what it's like to be in your shoes. So thank you for everything that you've done.
No, thank you very much. And we look forward to hearing from you, and we continue to serve the community.